This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is now pledging to firmly bring all Americans home from Afghanistan and all Afghans who aided the war effort as well. He made the comment and the commitment Friday as other officials confirmed the U.S. military helicopters had flown into Taliban-held Kabul to scoop up would-be American evacuees. His comments come at the White House news conference and came as the U.S. government struggles to ramp up a massive airlift of Americans and other foreigners and vulnerable Afghans, rescuing them from a Taliban takeover of the country. Biden is facing criticism from some at home for the chaotic and often violent scene outside the airport as crowds struggle to reach safety. For senior military and Pentagon leaders, this week's news was profoundly personal. The photos and videos pouring out of Afghanistan hit a nerve and triggered searingly vivid flashbacks to battles fought, troops lost, and tears shed during their own deployments there. In a response shaped by their memories and experiences in the war, they urged troops to check on their buddies, talk to each other, and seek help and solace if they need it. The Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, says that we have a moral obligation to help those who helped us. The Taliban takeover of Afghanistan is giving new urgency to Vice President Kamala Harris's tour of Southeast Asia. There, she will attempt to reassure allies of American resolve following the chaotic end of a two-decade war. Her swing through Vietnam could draw unwanted comparisons between the humiliating withdrawal from Vietnam to Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Anti-lockdown protesters clashed with police in Melbourne, Australia, Saturday, as the country reported a record high daily number of new COVID-19 infections. Aerial views showed protesters breaking through the police lines and being met with pepper spray as they continue to march through the city streets. The Victoria Premier, Daniel Andrews, on Saturday expanded a lockdown in that city to the entire state, as he reported 61 new locally acquired cases. At least 39 of the new Victoria cases were active in the community, while infections raising concerns over officials' ability to gain control over the outbreak. 18 people were in hospitals, 8 in intensive care, and 6 on ventilators. Australia's COVID-19 numbers are still relatively low, though, to compare to other developed countries, with just over 43,000 cases and nearly 1,000 deaths. A U.S. federal appeals court says a pause on evictions designed to curb the spread of the coronavirus can remain in place for now. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia rejected a bid by Alabama and Georgia realtors to block the eviction moratorium reinstated earlier in the month. The landlords filed an emergency motion hours later with the Supreme Court urging the justices to allow evictions to proceed. In June, the High Court voted 5-4 to allow the moratoriums to continue through the end of July. But Justice Brett Kavanaugh warned the administration not to act further without explicit congressional control and approval. New Englanders, bracing for their first hurricane in 30 years, are hauling boats out of the water and taking other precautions as Tropical Storm Henry barrels toward the northeast coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Henry is expected to intensify into a hurricane by Saturday. It says impacts could be felt in New England states by Sunday, including on Cape Cod, which is teeming right now with tens of thousands of summer tourists. The last time the region had a direct hit from a hurricane was exactly 30 years ago Thursday, when Bob, a Category 2 storm, killed 17 people. Again, New Englanders are bracing for their first hurricane in 30 years, and they're hauling boats out of the water and taking other precautions. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.